Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudhaleigh Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, welcome to His Ability. This is your host, Lynn Suzak, from Ayudhaleigh Home Care Plus. And I'm hosting this show on reaching out to the handicapped community. And right now I have, again, with me, Donna Madronel from Downriver Christian Community Church. Thanks. I've had Donna on my program twice now because we've been talking about our disabilities. She has MS and I have a spinal cord injury. And we've been discussing our similar journeys as we've been going along, and we also both have something in common as well, that we believe God has spoken that we're going to be healed. So we've been discussing that, and the one thing, Donna, I think you should know that I actually, you've told me that people have been complaining about this program for some reason, and what are they saying?
They're saying it's too short. I need longer time.
I've had a few complaints in that area myself. We've got a 13-minute program, and one of the things that happened last time, we had you on, and then we ran out of time, so I went into the next program, and I was going to have you speak again, but God had something on my heart, and it took up the whole program, and then you were just and like now yeah. And I want to have you share some things this time. I brought you on again so we could finish some thoughts, because we're having such a short program. So I'm praying that God will bless us with some sponsorship or funding, so that we can, you know, if he wants to open the door for a half an hour program, we're believing for that. That may happen. So, Donna, right now, I'm going to ask you, you know, having a disability, there's no real advantage to that unless you want to count handicap parking, right?
Yeah. So my husband likes it.
Other than that, pretty much the life of a disabled person is inconvenient and burdensome. So we have been blessed immensely. I mean, I have been blessed through my handicap, but in general, it's a disadvantage. But from a spiritual perspective, right? What do you feel that God has done in your life that you would not want to do without? That you have, you know, grown character-wise, or what has come out of your handicap that has been good in your life?
Well, I want to comment on the physical, okay. Like the advantages of you said there's no advantage to the handicap, and in the physical, there, the handicap sign type thing, but in the physical, at times there is no advantage. But we know that God looks at the inward. Mm-hmm. And I feel that I have so many advantages inward. Mm-hmm. And God has changed so much. I know I've shared with you that I wouldn't trade where I'm at right now, because God has done so much inward with me. And one of the things he's done is show me that his love is unconditional. But sometimes we're conditional with our thought process and our relationship with him. And he has taught me to be unconditional in that. One of the things that God has brought healing to me is when I was younger, I thought that God kind of like passed me by and overlooked me. And when this happened, of course, the enemy would try and come in and say, well, where is your God? Mm-hmm. But he's right here in the midst of it. He has brought so much healing within me. I know that God loves me unconditionally. And my handicap has nothing to do with his love for me.
Right.
He spoke to me that he's going to heal me. And I trust him in that. He has taught me to trust him in the spiritual, not looking outward at what I can and cannot do. Mm-hmm. But inwardly, he has taught me that he's here. Mm-hmm. And there's life in the midst of my handicap. And he's brought so much healing. And we know that God is, he looks at the heart. So he does heart issues. Mm-hmm. You know, our salvation is based on our heart, mm-hmm. and giving our heart and our life completely to him. And we have to do that in all circumstances. We live in a world where there's so much turmoil, so much hurt. And I believe that God has is using this, because I don't believe he placed it on me. I believe that life happens and things do happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe there's spiritual and then there's life. You know, he had a perfect plan in the garden, but that changed. And so, but through our challenges in life, we can grow in our relationship with him, mm-hmm. and we can allow him to come in and bring so much more healing within us. Because through the years, I did things and I put myself in places I shouldn't have been. And then there's, of course, the enemy that comes along, and God is cleaning me up. Right. And he has used this so much to show me that I can totally trust him and that he loves me so much, not based on what I do or don't have. One time I was praying about my healing, and the Lord spoke to me and he said, Donna, if I was never to do another thing for you here on this earth, would you still serve me? Would you still love me? Would you still trust me?
Right.
And I said, you know what, Lord? I thought about it. I was like, wow. He said, if I just gave you salvation, would that be enough for you? And right. I said, you know what, Lord? Yes, it would. And that's where he began to show me that don't look at him on conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, don't base who he is on what I do and don't have.
Right.
You know, and so I wait for my healing and I trust him. And I had someone ask me, Donna, you know, did you ever think of how far God's going to take you in this? Like how far you're going to go in your disease? And I said, no, not really. You know, I just know that he's going to heal me and I trust him. And I thought about it and pondered it. And I said, you know what, even if he was to take me to the point of death, I trust him, mm-hmm. because no matter what he puts me, well, not puts me through, but allows me to go through, he uses it for his glory. And there's a song that says, and Lord, I pray that you would use my life in whatever way your name is glorified. And that's how I feel. Lord, if this is how you're choosing to glorify yourself, mm-hmm. then I give myself to you, because that's what we're here for.
That's right.
We're not here to... for ourselves.
Right.
We're here for him. And so many years, and I know I shared this with you, so many years I walked around so messed up. My physical was perfect. I had no illness. I had nothing. But inside, I was sick.
Exactly. Spiritual handicaps.
Yes. Yeah. I was very spiritually handicapped. Now I'm whole.
Right.
And the inward. And to me, that's what's more important than my flesh. Because this flesh is going to pass away.
That's right.
But my spirit's going to live. And our spirit is what will draw others to him.
Exactly.
Not my flesh.
That's right.
But I know that they can look at me and my disability, Lynn, and they can say, you know, and I've had them say it, well, you have such a good positive outlook, and you know, I don't understand, you know, I mean, you can't do this, you can't do that. I said, but I can do everything in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't base it on my flesh, you know, and that's what the world needs to see. They need to see us with the joy of the Lord, pressing on, being completely and holy who we are in Christ, because he lives through us.
Mm-hmm.
Not through the flesh. He lives through our spirit man.
Right. And having a disability, as I've said before, has helped me to take my mind off of mm-hmm. the unimportant, the physical. I mean, we have to live and function every day, so that's what makes it so inconvenient, especially when we have to depend on others and do things differently than we're originally created to
yeah.
do. But as a whole picture, our lives are really supposed to be, once we're born again, mm-hmm. once we're spiritually born, we're supposed to be renewing our minds and focusing on the spiritual. And so in a way that having a disability has helped
yes.
me do that. Definitely.
It's taught me to fight quite
Amen.
A bit. And I was a fighter in my flesh at
right.
times, but now he's taught me to fight in the spiritual. And that's where our battle is.
It's
against the powers and the principalities. It's not against, you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
You know, and the Lord has taught me to increase in battle
right.
in the spirit,
right.
you know, and so, but that's where our battle is. It's in the
Right. And my husband and I have learned so much more, so much about spiritual warfare. And when we begin, you know, reading books and understanding mm-hmm. what that means, what the spiritual armor is, the yeah. helmet of salvation, the sword of the word, and how it really does, you know, battle those mental, you know, attacks that we get from right. the enemy. And it's just more exciting because, you know, everything that I was learning, I could do. Mm-hmm. I could do everything spiritually, right? So physically wasn't an issue, and I love the spiritual realm now. Mm-hmm. I value it, you know, way more than I would, you know, than you do when we're so focused on things physically mm-hmm. when we have no handicap.
Right.
But so while we're in this position, we have, you know, we look forward to healing, but we have learned so much,
yes.
right? And we're very thankful for that. Mm-hmm. And regarding your healing, can you remember the vision that you were telling
yes.
me?
Yes. I was praying, and I was having a hard day because, you know, we all have hard days. And I said, Lord, could you just, like, heal me right now, you know? Mm-hmm. But we all know that God has perfect timing. And he gave me a vision of this pie, and he showed me two crusts. And he said to me, he said, you know, Donna, you could eat this pie, eat those crusts, and it would fill you, and the crust could even taste good. But then he furthered the vision with cherries, and I hate cherries. And I said, Lord, it's like you just show me a cherry pie, and you know I hate cherry pie. But we don't always like where we're at in our life either, and that's what he was showing me. So he said, but this part, the middle is where the substance is. The middle is where I am. Mm. The middle is where I want to show you. That he showed me that the top crust was, the bottom crust was the beginning, and the top crust was the end of my healing. Mm. He said, but in the middle is where the life is. The middle is where I'm going to show you exactly
right
who I am and what I want. And I mean, he has showed me, I would need hours to show you what he has showed me in my relationship and how he's drawn me closer to him. But it's like we look at the top and the bottom.
Exactly.
But the middle is the most important.
And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Where we have a beginning, like my case, the bottom is my accident. And if I would have been healed, you know, right after that, mm-hmm. it would have been very impressive. But the 20 years that I've experienced is my apple part, my
yeah.
cherry part.
And yeah.
That's the most enjoyable part, the most...
And
fruitful.
In the end, there'll be sweetness.
Amen. So mm-hmm. we're putting that pie together as
Amen.
We speak. Thanks for joining me, Donna. And it looks like we're out of time again. So we're going to just close with if you need home health care, we do have services available. Please call us at 734-261-1220. And also, we'd like some feedback on how do you feel about this program? Is it too short? Please email us at life@hisability.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m., right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.